Hey guys, welcome to a bonus of Church for Atheists. This is some of the stuff that we talk about from our episode that never makes it into the actual show. Some of it is because we ramble too long, or because it's irrelevant to the show, or just because I don't feel like putting it in and makes Michael annoyed. So here's a few clips that you can listen to of some of the things that we talked about that didn't make it in. Hope you enjoy. While you're here, please take a moment and go to our podcast. Like it, share it, give us a 5-star review, and comment. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the other thing that's going on in my life is allergies. My throat is like closing up as I talk to you. It's just...
Why is that, Kumar?
I spent all day yesterday outside, and pollen just... I was yellow. I had like powder puffs of pollen all over my body.
And then what should you have done that you didn't do after that?
Well, I should have showered, but I didn't. Do you know why?
Why?
But this is quarantine Kumar.
Yes.
I
quarantine
shower.
Kumar is gross. Is that what he is? Why is quarantine Kumar not smart enough to know if you're like covered in pollen, you need to shower?
I really should have. It was just an awful, awful thing.
Because now you're going to be like all, you know, messed up today and it's the party day and you're not going to,
Yeah. You know what I mean? Have you ever thought this before? I've always often thought like, I just don't want to shower. It's so like, ugh, takes so much time. Like, I wish I had a jacuzzi so I could just dip in and out real quick and be done.
I have never had that thought. No,
me neither.
I really enjoy showering.
Really?
I could easily shower 3 times a day. And I have actually in the last month I've had, don't ask, poor planning, and I needed to shower 3 times in 1 day.
Wow, that sounds more like a traumatic childhood more than anything.
Speaking of traumatic childhoods, that actually reminds me of this book I'm reading, but we'll talk about it a little later on. Maybe we'll talk about it during opening prayer once we get inside the sanctuary.
Did I ever tell you that John and I made eye contact together as well?
Ooh, are you trying to like take John from
me?
Know. What's happening?
I just happened to be at a little thing called the Obama. Oh, what's it called, Michael?
Yes, it was an inauguration ball.
Yeah, so I was at this
How I have to be your brain too.
So I was at this little thing called an Obama inauguration ball, and
just a little shindig.
And I was like in the second row because I like to push my way forward.
Yes, I know.
And he went on stage and sang a song to the president and his wife. It was
A song to you. Is that what you wanted to say?
He looked at me. He did. Yeah.
When John sings, does he make you want to kind of like marry him?
Yes.
He kind of does.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Chrissy, his wife, but I'm like the only person who doesn't like Chrissy Teigen. But
that's just because you like to be contrary. But anyway, let's talk about Drown. And I think we completely like messed it up. And so it got out of control. So had we handled it properly, I think we could have been in New Zealand or in Australia and we would have had a very kind of, I think, very casual or relatively casual black and white moment where we can say, you know, okay, this is done and now we can do X or these things are lifted. Because we messed it up and now it's become so politicized and it's become so kind of polarized and everything now, everybody has like really entrenched feelings. I think it's too late to fix it. So it's so muddy that I don't think the CDC, I don't think there is a right answer that they can roll out now, because the reality is that if you are vaccinated, you are definitely very protected from getting really sick from the virus and dying, right? Yeah. And the reality also is that a significant number of people are vaccinated, not as many as we want.
Yeah.
Because of that, the rates are declining. Because of that, it is reasonable to say that if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask necessarily because of your reduced risk. Definitely with other people who are vaccinated and all of that. So I think that the thinking of the CDC on the actual guidance around the mask wearing, I don't think it's that off. I think they're just stuck between a rock and a hard place, because part of dealing with public health is having to take into account people's stamina for just the longevity of something, and we've kind of been at it for a while.
Yeah.
So I think keeping people hopeful and optimistic that, well, the work that they put in is kind of paying off, I think is also part of the equation. So I know I've been talking a lot. There is no clean answer, but I, suffice it to say, I am not into judging the CDC per se. Now, would I have communicated that the way they did? Probably not. But I think it's just, I think we're in an impossible situation. And I think some people are looking for a very black and white beginning and end, or before and after the pandemic. And I don't think that's coming because we ballsed it up in the beginning. So I think we're just going to like fizzle into some sort of normal, because everybody that needs to get vaccinated is not going to get vaccinated. It's going to kind of just trickle on forever. And we're just going to be in this kind of trickle state. But do I think we're way better off? Yes. Like, I feel pretty comfortable, like, with the number of people that are getting vaccinated now. And they'll probably continue to get vaccinated slowly and it'll get better. But it just won't be as sharp a move from COVID to non-COVID as it could have been had we had it together. Does that make sense?
Yes. So now that we're out of time.
You asked the question and said we were going on a slight tangent.
Why don't we like have the offering call now? Because we're like at the end of our hour. What I'm going to try to do, if I could figure out how to do it, is I'm going to like speed your talking up like to 2.5.
You asked me.
Sound
since
bites.
We're on the topic and you could cut this out, don't you bites. Think?
Sound bites.
How do you feel about that?
About what you just said?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, I mean, here's my question is, I was at a store yesterday and in my town, masks are now
optional.
Optional, thank you. Mm-hmm. So in my town, masks are optional. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because like I was doing a little audit and like 99% of everybody was still wearing masks. Mm-hmm. Indoors, do you know what I mean? Even though
yeah.
I have to, like, there was one person that was like had like a Trump flag on their had their
oh,
hat.
Stop it!
But yeah, so I mean, I think it's kind of funny to watch how now that we finally are able to not wear masks, we're all still like so conditioned to just still do it now.
Well, and why is that though? I think part of that is virtue signaling. I think part of that
is
you know, I don't want to be associated with people who don't wear masks. So I think even some of the people who are wearing the mask would wish they personally would like to not be wearing the mask, but they don't want to be the person not wearing the mask, even though they are vaccinated, they're interacting with other people who are vaccinated. I think that's part of, I think, what social media has kind of done. I've been off of social media, as you know, and I feel like it's been interesting to watch people get really amped up about certain things. And there's a whole like universe happening on social media that I just feel is separate from reality. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's a whole other podcast.